All right, stay with us. Let's see if we can link up with Mary, who's right there at the INEC office to bring that conversation with her, with the rec, you know, to us. Let's do this.
Sir, can you just give us the synopsis of how our safety does work? Any first of our safety with respect to the general election?
Okay, please, sir.
Well, I will say so far, so good. I started my preparation since Wednesday. I moved all the non-sensitive, the sensitive materials on Wednesday. Let me also add this. The non-sensitive materials were long moved to the respective local government. The sensitive materials were moved on Wednesday. Although, on Thursday, a bit late in the night, we received from materials from Abuja and also from Port Harcourt. So we got all of them. We were in the airport till about 3 a.m. on Friday. By 6 a.m. on Friday, I was at the Central Bank. We got the ballot papers for the federal constituency that were not delivered before. We chartered 4 Sena buses and took them to Ubudu, Obalenku, and Okoja. So that was a settled. Thank God they arrived safely on Friday. And so far, so good. The report from the field is positive.
But given what is on ground now, we hear reports from few police units that some materials arrived in place, and even in some places, like one of the police units in Calabar Sarge, that the papers machine is malfunctioning. So I don't know whether you've gotten this report and if there is any immediate action.
First and foremost, thank God it's a beaver machine. Machine can malfunction at any time. But thank God we have enough additional margin added to it. And they were also configured. So I think that is not a problem. Wherever we have the information, within the next 30 minutes, a replacement will be made.
And what will you have to do later about the material to some police?
Yeah, the late arrival, yes. For example, in Akampa, the materials were sent on Friday, got there, or did not get there on. No, got there, and they do the bashing and everything. Now they have to move this material to their racks, and the military is to accompany them. And the military said that because at the time they finished bashing and all, it was around 9 o'clock in the evening. And the EO wanted to take them down there. And the military refused. The EO telephoned me. And I got in touch with the brigade commander, Commander Ifeanyi Nyokuro. And he told me he had no option. He had no reason to say or is not interested in the paper moving, what are the materials moving and all those things. That is not the problem. But the problem is that in the night, it is very easy to attack. And those who want to attack, exactly their intention is not to kill, but to destroy the beavers, to prevent election from taking place. And in the night, it's very easy for this to happen. Because because in the daytime they can be sighted and such a plan thwarted. And therefore, we agreed that by 5 o'clock in the morning they should move. So that, because our plan actually was such that the rats are so located that it won't take more than maximum 40 minutes to 1 hour to reach the polling unit. Maximum. And therefore, we agreed that if they can leave by 5 o'clock in the morning, by 6:37, they should be in the rats. And therefore, the whole thing is just to bash them into the different polling unit, and then move to the racks, so that latest by 8:30 or at the most to 9, they should start. So, and I bought into his idea. The whole idea is actually to get the election conducted and not to encounter destruction on the way. So, by 4:15, I telephoned him, the brigade commander, and said, please give instruction to your people now that they should move. And he did, and they moved. So, with that also, even if there is late start, to be very minimal.
Okay, thank you very much. But I want to ask this question like a twins, because I know it's more security, but the first part will be, what is the relationship between INEC and security agencies in Cross River State, if it is good? Then are you hearing from, especially in northern parts, Ogoja, Ogudu, that the movement of voters is highly restricted and lots of electorates are complaining because of the militarization of the area?
Let me start in this way. The North is a very, very, what the military call the dark point.
Flash.
And the flash point, I think in the military terms, is lighter than the dark point. I have very good relationship, especially with the CP and the director of SS. We analyze the situation. And especially in Ogoja, Ogudu, and Yala. Okay? So these are, really, call it flash point or dark point. And our intention is to ensure as much as possible there should be no bloodshed. And therefore the bad boys should be contained. And that's what the military is.
We spoke with some coalition officers outside, and they told us they are nearly didn't come out on time, and they don't have means of going to their various wards to carry out their duties. And some of them are claiming it's a way of disenfranchising them, and they said no one has actually gone out to address them. Some of them are posted to Ogoja far north, and they can't go, and considering the distance, most of them are thinking this act is deliberate. We want to know, what do you have to say, and what is the way out? Because most of them are claiming they cannot even vote today, considering the distance.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think as far as I know, because the training ended on Wednesday, and then on Thursday you got the list. It's a very lengthy list, and we have to do selection based on our appreciation and whatever, some criteria that we put in place. And those that are selected have been posted to the egos and placed in the local, placed out or displayed on the in the local government areas. And those who are here I think are those that were not selected. Well, I always say this. When a company advertises, probably has 3 or 4 positions and 100 people applied. You will not say, out of sympathy, let me employ the whole 100. He takes what he wants and the rest. Bye-bye. And I think we've taken over 90% of that list. And I can say this with all confidence, we have over 15,000 to 16,000 ad hoc workers. And our budget is limited. So that we cannot sympathize, out of sympathy, say, okay, come on. It's not possible.
Thank you. On the whole, what are your expectations at the end of this exercise?
Well, this unit here, the management team, has actually worked and planned for this. And we are expecting a successful outcome.
And a word of encouragement to voters.
Yeah, the word of encouragement, as I always say, we have seen the truth. We have had the truth. Let lies not mislead us. That's my advice to the Crossfields.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's a conversation with Gabriel Yomere, who's the INEC REC Cross River State. What are your thoughts, guys?